Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You might go into real estate thinking, you know, I'm going to buy and flip, and I'm not really concerned about holding on to real estate for 100 years. But if you approach it with that mindset, aren't you going to make better decisions based on, values and rules? Or are you going to make decisions based on the moment that you're going to regret when you wake up the next day?
Hello, everybody. This is Jake Stenziano, host of the Wheelbarrow Profits Podcast. Here with my co-host, the multifamily mentor, the coach, chef, father, six, the best-selling author, the G-Daddy, Gino Barbaro. Gino, how's it going?
Mr. Stenziano, I'm doing good today. How are you doing?
Always making it happen, big man. Gino, today we have a very special guest, a leading lady, if you will, a trailblazer in the financial education and design space. Really excited about this show because I'm going to learn stuff and I'm ready to grow personally, and I need to grow from a financial design space. So very excited about today's show. So without further ado, please welcome CEO of the Living Wealthy Financial Group, Teresa Kuhn. Teresa, how's it going?
Awesome. Love your energy. Very excited to be here.
Hey, thanks for coming on. We want to just take a step back here. Tell us how you got started in the financial design space and really helping people take control of their financial future.
Well, I have a degree in finance. I worked for a Wall Street firm during college, actually went to law school, practiced law. After a couple of years, my husband was transferred and I went back to working with money. And going back to working with money with the rose-colored glasses of the legal training that I had, I could no longer look at financial strategies and investments the same way, right? Because what do you go to law school for? You go to law school for a specific kind of training. Mm-hmm. And I realized that there was a lot of BS going on in the financial world. No surprises, right? Mm-hmm. No surprises at all. And so I literally went to the marketplace and looked for products and strategies that were consistent with my new understanding of how money should work and how money actually works. And I found a mentor in a gentleman by the name of Nelson Nash, and he opened my eyes to a completely different way of looking at money.
I've got a couple of questions. I have to unpack. There's a lot of things you said there. Number one, you're a recovering lawyer. So I love that. Got out of law school and you're recovering, right?
Well, I only went to law school for, I went to law school in 2.5 years, which was a little crazy. I only practiced for 2 years. So I wasn't fully indoctrinated, but I practiced law in DC. I had my fill and I'm so blessed to have that experience and never looked back.
Mm-hmm. So what is that new understanding of money? You said that the new understanding, what to you is that understanding of money?
Well, way back then, you know, people, Wall Street speaks and they are the gospel. Everything mm-hmm. they say is the truth. Oh my gosh. Back then, that, you know, to think differently, to think outside of Wall Street really wasn't, there wasn't a lot of that conversation out there. There was a lot of indoctrination around Wall Street. But once you think critically and once you think differently and you seek information that questions the gospel, you start saying, wow, this really isn't good for people. Why aren't they talking about what happens when you put money away for a long period of time and you have no access to it and you don't have access to savings? What happens if you're constantly deferring your taxes, but then the tax man comes and he comes at a time when you're most vulnerable? I mean, so many things that we take as conventional wisdom, especially back then, we've learned today, we absolutely have learned, you know what? There are better ways to invest and save. And really have options that otherwise you may not have if you follow the conventional wisdom.
So when you met Nelson Nash and you started going down that road, that path, what did you learn? What did you love about the system that he was teaching?
Well, he was completely and totally congruent with my values. I was raised to think long-term. My parents were very different thinkers. Their parents were very different thinkers. And so I was taught the consequences of my actions don't only affect me today and in the short term, but long-term. Nelson Nash was a forester. He went to school to study forestry. Well, how different is that from conventional thinking? Mm-hmm. When you're thinking out into the future, not just years, but decades, you plant a seed and you don't see the fruits of your labor and investment for decades. That's a very different way of thinking than what we have today, like instant gratification. My Amazon package isn't getting here for 2 days. Darn them. I want it now, right? Mm-hmm. Very different way of thinking. So just that long-term way of thinking. I read his book. I took courses from him. We became very close. He was my mentor. I guess goosebumps thinking about him. He passed away about 2 years ago. And, you know, the 15 or so years that I spent under his tutelage, wow, what an amazing blessing. And I take that very, very, very much to heart, because he really was about writing and teaching and mentoring, because he had been mentored through others' writings and others' mentorship that took him on. And I've done the same thing with my advisors and my clients and you know, the opportunity that we have today. He was the grandfather of a whole different way of thinking and using a strategy that had been around for over 160 years and has been demonized by conventional financial wisdom.
So how do you get people thinking long-term? Because I mean, all the parents out there, it's the same concept. When you're raising children, it's long-term. You're not going to wake up one day and a year later, your child is already grown. You're in it for decades. I've got a 21-year-old right now, and I've got a 6-year-old. So you see the progression. And I know every entrepreneur out there knows it's for the long-term. Everyone who's successful plants the seed, has to water the seed like the farmer. Teresa, how do you get your people out there to say, I have to think long-term. I have to defer today. And this product is fantastic. You're not going to get rich overnight. This is not a get rich quick scheme, but how do you, let them think about 5, 6, 7, 10 years down the road?
So, it's like everything else. There are some people who already, like us, like the people on this podcast right now, mm-hmm. we're already thinking long-term, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's naturally going to attract those people. Mm-hmm. And there are people sitting on the fence. There are people that are very unhappy and very dissatisfied with where they are in life. And they're seeking a different philosophy because they know the way they're living today is not working. Mm-hmm. And finances, the fascinating thing about money and finances is that's a reality that slaps you in the face. You either have resources or you don't. You either have investments working for you or you don't. Mm-hmm. It's not like, something you can really hide away from too long. Mm-hmm. And so when people are looking to make a change, that is where I think is the most fertile ground that we've got to work with to help people. If you are already thinking that instant gratification is the way to go, that it's all about pursuing my happiness, even if that means, today I start a business, tomorrow I'm going to travel around the world, that's not who we're here to help. Mm-hmm. They've got to come to a realization that their life is not working. They've got to think differently. And this message resonates, mm-hmm. or it doesn't.
So let's talk about the strategy. Let's dive into it. Let's see how we can help people on the podcast.
Great. So specifically, we're talking about a specially designed whole life insurance policy. Mm-hmm. Now, years ago, when I'd say that, crickets, right? People would be like, what is she talking about? But, Jake and Gino, I bet you don't know this. In the 1980s, there were congressional hearings about this product, where the competition was testifying before Congress saying, hey guys, that product's not fair. We can't compete with that product. Is that the craziest thing? And so
I don't know, maybe not.
Well, what we know today, right? We certainly know that there are interests that have their voices heard over others. So why would they want to demonize a product that's been around for 160 years and works so well? Is it because they really can't compete with it? Isn't that interesting? So that's the product we're talking about. And it goes by a lot of different names, a lot of different brands, but it's not just the whole life insurance policy. It's how it's designed. And once it's designed, how it's managed.
I'm taking notes, Teresa. So how it's designed, how it's managed. Let's get into the product. I mean, the product itself, why you're such a big proponent of it. I love it. I have a few policies myself. I'm getting my boy, Mr. Stenziano, on board because it's long-term. We're in multifamily, so we're long-term investors. So let's discuss the product and all the benefits and features that it has.
Okay. Wow. The product, again, whole life insurance, specially designed, right? And what can it do for you? Well, everyone here agrees that you can't have all of your eggs in one basket. You can't have all your eggs in risk, right? And many people out there do have a lot of money in risk and a lot of their percentage of their portfolio at risk, but you do need savings and you do need reserves. So if you think about very simply, hey, if I've got to have a percentage of my money in savings, what's a better savings vehicle that gives me options that no other savings, money market account, CD account can give me? Well, one of my overarching philosophies, and I think, Gino, this is one of yours too, the quality of your life is in direct proportion to the quality of options that you have.
You stole my line, didn't you? Huh?
I stole your line. Yes. I ripped it off from you, didn't I? It is a great line though, Gino. It's a great line.
Yes.
And so, you know, as parents, right? We cringe, a little piece of our heart cracks when our kids make a decision that we know can impact their future, right? Because we know it limited one of their options in their future. And the same with finances. Why do we limit our options? Because conventional wisdom tells us, well, who benefits from conventional wisdom? The institutions. We don't. So what this strategy does is enable you to have your savings, have your reserves, and have your cake. And you can eat it as well. Like, you have it all. So by putting money in a policy instead of your savings, immediately you have a death benefit. You have life insurance. You have access to a pool of money with that life insurance that protects your family or protects your estate in the future or your death packs. Along with, if you have a major medical issue, you can tap into that pool of money to give you liquidity. At the same time, your cash is growing at a very nice percentage. And most people are asked, what is that percentage? Depends on interest rates. Today, I'm going to say anywhere between 3.5% and 5.5%, sometimes tax favored, which in normal language means tax free, right? Or tax deferred, and there's a benefit to that as well. You can tap into it. And when you tap into it and you borrow the money from the policies to go invest in multifamily or real estate or anything else, it's still working for you. So you've got the benefit of uninterrupted compounding. So if your alarm bell is not going off and saying, I'm making a connection with what Teresa just said about those congressional hearings back in the 80s where they said, we can't compete with this product, now you know why. What else is out there that can give you guaranteed growth along with uninterrupted compounding? There's no other product out there. There are Me Too's, there are other products out there that say, oh, we can do that. But when you look at the guaranteed growth, it's not the same. You have a lot of risk that you're taking with the other kind of policies. This policy, there's nothing else out like there.
So I have to stay away from the cake, everybody. Too many carbs, too much sugar. But I like the analogy because it's amazing. You know, you get something, you're able to use it at the same time. I need to really say what Teresa said again. The quality of your life is in direct proportion to the quality of your options. And I want to share a story with everybody. Back in 2014, Jake and I are doing our third deal. It is the deal of a lifetime for me and Jake. It was a $4 million deal. I had to scrounge up over $500,000. And when I say scrounge, like I was looking on the, you know, sea cushions, I was going everywhere. I didn't have a grandma like Jake did that can lend me 10,000 bucks, but I needed money. And at one point we needed to collateralize something. I needed to put a $75,000 letter of credit. I didn't have $75,000, but you know what I had? I had a whole life policy with the $75,000 cash benefit, cash value in it. The bank allowed me to collateralize that. Now, I'm here because of that deal. And, you know, you look at opportunity costs and all. What happens if I didn't have that money and I couldn't do the deal? I wouldn't be here right now. So if the more options you have in life, I think the better your quality of your life is. It really makes a big difference. Yes, my friend.
Gino, you have 35% of that deal and I only have 25%. And if I had a whole life policy, I'd have a larger percentage of it. I wish I did now because that thing has paid. That deal has paid time and time again. So that's, you know, so the lowest percentage of any of the deals that we have. And I missed on that one. And if I had a whole life, it would have helped.
But I started out younger and I was deferring it. I had started putting my money in a 401k and I had met somebody with who was doing life insurance and said, hold on a second. You're putting money in a 401k. You're 30 years old, that money's not gonna be able to be touched for the next 29 and a half years at least, right? And I never thought of it that way. I was always taught, like Carissa said, the conventional wisdom, put money in 401ks and save for retirement. No, we're saving for an event. And what I love about the whole life for me, I'm putting that money and I'm saving for an event because I'm able to tap that money out and use that for my deals and all the fixes and flippers out there. What a fantastic strategy. You are your own banker. That's what I love about it. And Jake, if you want to touch upon it, you're creating how many assets? We're creating two assets with this, correct? You know, you're getting your money, you're putting it into a policy, creating that asset, and then able to pull it out. So you want to expand on that a little bit, Jake?
So here's how I see it. And this is why I love it so much with our long-term generational wealth strategy. Mm. You're getting two assets. You're getting a policy with a death benefit. Okay, we're going to touch on that in a second. But you're also able to borrow to put the money into your deals. So you have the life insurance over here while you still were able to get your deal funded. That's two assets for the price of one. It's genius. Look, we're long-term. We believe in generational wealth. I want these assets to go to our children. That's the play. Well, guess what? You know, Teresa touched on it earlier, that the tax man cometh, right? He's going to come and there's going to be a death tax. So you're going to have to be able to cover that. And that's what you can utilize the whole life insurance policy to do. So your kids retain the assets. So you didn't work your ass off your whole life just to, you know, pass away and then have all of it squandered and your kids don't get the benefit that you were working for. In addition to that, look, we all know inflation's coming, okay? And the bank's paying you 0.5%, 0.3%. If you're getting roughly 4 or 5% with your policy on top of that, it's also a hedge against inflation because you know what I'm scared to death of? I don't want to have cash right now. Cash is a liability. Debt insurance policies like this are the asset right now because they're going to be the hedge. So look, you got to be aware of what part of the cycle you're in. Guys, inflation is coming. If you're sitting on cash, put it into the policy so then you can borrow and roll into the deal because you're growing over here and then you're growing over here with your multifamily deal, putting 3% debt on an awesome asset. It just aligns too much with our values not to do it.
Teresa, do you want to add anything to that? Because I think he just sold the policy to me. I'm sign me up, bro.
This will be your third or fourth or fifth policy. How'd you know?
Good. It's about the family for us, though, and it aligns with our values, and that's where I keep coming back to.
So. I can't eat cake, Teresa, so I might as well keep buying policies, right?
That's right. There's so much I can say to what you guys have added, and I mean, we could do complete shows on just case studies, right? But I'll give you a couple personal. So you talk about buying multifamily with your policies and you could actually borrow the money from your policy, right? Just like Jake was saying, and then you put the money into the policy, you borrow out of it, and then you put it into the deal. And so you've got two assets, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we did that. We bought a tree farm about 10 years ago and put the money into the policy first, bought the tree farm. We could have bought the tree farm directly, right? Mm-hmm. But did it the other way. And it took about 5 years before the tree farm started paying dividends. It wasn't a forest. It was a tree farm, more for landscaping. So the turnover on those is a little quicker than a forest. Mm-hmm. And then as the dividend checks come in, we pay our loan on the policy. But in the meantime, we still had the benefit of the uninterrupted compounding inside of that policy. And over time, you know, some people will say, well, there's a cost of life insurance. I don't have 100% day one. You're right. You're not going to have it all, right? You can have anything you want in life. You just can't have it all at the same time with the same strategy, right? Mm-hmm. So right now we're sitting on two beautiful assets. And, you know, how great is that? And I've got tons and tons of clients that have used this for all different types of real estate deals. They use it for flipping. They use it for down payments on big properties. I've got many clients that do hard money lending. And so they're putting money into the policy. They turn around, they borrow it, they lend it, and they're the arbitrage. Or they're taking advantage of the arbitrage. They're being the bank. You know, who owns those really big, pretty buildings in your downtown?
Gino.
Not.
You know, along with the banks. Mm-hmm. Why do the banks own like the best real estate in every darn city in the country? It's because they're using the principles of finance to their advantage. And what do they teach the rest of us to do? Use the principles of finance to their advantage and not ours. The whole life policy, the specific design, allows you to be your own banker and take advantage of the power of finance.
People are not sold right now. I don't know if they've been listening. Are there any other resources out there that you would say, let's direct them to other resources, other books you've read? Nelson Nash's book is great. Anything else comes to mind that you can recommend to people?
Oh, you know, The Bank on Yourself Revolution is a fantastic book. So Nelson is more esoteric, more spiritual, talks about a lot of deep concepts. Mm-hmm. And when he talks about the policies, he goes into specifics, but sometimes it loses people. The Bank on Yourself Revolution, if you read the first four chapters, you're going to have an understanding, practical understanding of how the policies work. You can read the whole book. It's a great book, but Pamela Yellen, who wrote The Bank on Yourself Revolution, along with Nelson Nash, I mean, those two books give you a beautiful perspective on the concept. And of course, people can always reach out to us and we'll give them a number that they can text and go from there.
So Teresa, have you ever had pushback? I'm sure you have, of people saying, I'm too young to start doing this. How do you counter that? How do you get rid of that objection by saying, you know what, you're not too young. It's never too early to start this.
Well, now I've got the example to use of my son, right? Mm-hmm. So my son was 11 years old when I started his first policy. He was 14 years old when I started his second policy. Now he is going to be 25 tomorrow. And he's got two beautiful policies working amazing for him. When he was 21, we started a business. We borrowed from the policy. He had a lot of money in his policies to borrow from. Even though I own those policies, every check that he'd get from working, Christmas, gifts, you know, all that money just went into those policies. Well, today, now he's paying his policies back. And it's an asset that he has for the rest of his life. He never has to finance a car through a third party. He never has to go for, you know, maybe for the down payment of a nice multifamily. He hasn't accumulated enough yet, but in a couple years, he's going to have enough to do that. So you can never be too young to start a policy. And the flip side of it is, I also own policies on my parents. I bought policies on my parents when they were 70 years old. They are now 83 years old. Now, why did I buy it and not my parents? Because my father at the time thought, I don't need life insurance. I got tons of real estate and assets. Why would I need life insurance? Well, guess what my father did when he was 77 years old? He bought a policy. And that policy was specifically for his three grandsons. He said, I'm going to put some money aside for my three grandsons. That's the purpose of this policy. And if they need to borrow money from the policy to buy their first home or for whatever, I'm going to have it there for them. And guess what happened last year? My nephew, his grandson, bought a house and borrowed money from that policy for the down payment. What a beautiful gift is that?
Mm-hmm.
I love that strategy because everyone falls into this trap. They're 18 years old. They want to go out and buy their first car, but they have no credit. But if your grandfather sets you up with that policy, you're the bank and you're controlling the process versus having to deal with the institutions. Ah, that just hit me pretty hard.
Dude, you just made the best point right there. You don't need credit. You are in control of your life. Well, before we get to the short answer questions, I want Teresa to expand on it because right then and there, that just changed everything. You're putting your son on the right path, Teresa. It's not instant gratification. You started at a young age of 11 saying, listen, long term, and he's only 25 years old. If he continues to think that way, by the time he's 35, he's going to be a complete mogul. So talk about that. Not even having to go outside of your own realm, keeping it within the house and not having to deal with financial institutions. That's awesome, dude. Love that, bro.
It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Think about the shift in thinking. It's about me, or what am I building for my family? Generational wealth, mm-hmm. right? And so take the example of my father, and he's got a policy for his grandsons. He's 83, going to be 84 in March. So, you know, who knows how long he's going to live, right? There's a death benefit that's going to feed each grandchild. And guess where that money's going? It's going into a policy, right? Mm-hmm. But those boys can borrow into those policies to finance whatever they need. And that interest is not leaving the family. It's going back to benefit and feed the family for future generations. Look, we're living in some crazy times, right? Crazy, crazy times. And the younger generations, you know, I'm not about giving handouts at all. I am all about personal responsibility. And that's what I preach all day long. And you know who doesn't care about this kind of stuff or who this doesn't resonate with? I bet Jake and Gino, the same with you and your community. Who has problems or trouble with what you teach? Those who don't take responsibility mm-hmm. for the consequences of their actions. They don't take responsibility for the learning. They don't take responsibility for their experiences. But for those in the younger generations who do, I'm all about giving them a leg up. I'm all about empowering them. I'm all about teaching them how this can serve them for the rest of their lives and make an impact on their kids and their grandkids.
It's funny that you brought that up because, you know, people asked, you know, like, so, you know, you guys, you started off as a pharmaceutical rep and a pizza guy. Like, where do you attribute a lot of your success? And I say, we're responsibility junkies. Okay. We're not deal junkies. We're not junkies. We're responsibility junkies. And that's where a lot of it comes from. We own our outcomes. We're responsible for everything that comes into our lives. And that's why this aligns with our values. So
I love that.
All right, gang, let's take a quick time out to hear from our sponsor.
Are you looking for ways to improve your life?
Here at Jake and Gino, our mission is to empower students through financial education and the vehicle of multifamily investing.
Yes, Jake. We agree that a person with financial intelligence can change the world for the better.
We've created our proprietary three-step framework, Buy Right, Manage Right, and Finance Right, that we teach to our community. This framework, along with education, our one-on-one mentorship, on-site boot camps, and the amazing community has propelled our students to massive success.
We've all been there. We've had so many students that have been able to shift their mindset, overcome limiting beliefs, and set a clear path to achieve their goals. Whether you're currently fixing and flipping, wholesaling, or buying single-family rentals, and you know that multifamily investing is the right vehicle for you, I encourage you to visit jakeandgino.com/apply to schedule your complimentary consultation with our team. And I want to let you know, this isn't a high pressure sales call. It's really just a discovery call to get to know each other better and see if we're a good fit for working together. And if for any reason we're not a good fit, our team has tons of resources we will share with you to help you along your journey.
If you're ready to stop spinning your wheels, go to jakeandgino.com/apply and schedule your call now. All right, we are back. Teresa, we're going to come at you a little bit right now. We want to know a little bit about the personal side of things. So tell us about your best habit for success.
My best habit for success. Oh boy. I don't know that I've got one habit. I think I have invested greatly in my personal and business development, and have been since the day I got my driver's license. I went straight to the bookstore. I was very much a nerd. I was a bookworm. And, but I have invested greatly in my personal and business development. And I also have had the benefit of having some amazing mentors. Somehow early on, I learned, you know, I've got my peers, right? Equal in terms of experience, more or less. And I've got the opportunity to learn from my elders, from people, women and men that are older than me. You know, I'll go a little female here for a second. I had just some amazing women mentors who taught me about life from a place of experience that I couldn't understand because I wasn't there. From a business perspective, I mean, I had some amazing mentors and still do, like Nelson Nash. And really funny, I had some mentors that were, you know, about the same age as Nelson for whatever reason. Oh my gosh, I've learned so much from them. But it's also about completing that circle, I think, energetically. I've had amazing mentors. I've had amazing peers. You are who you hang out with. But I've also spent time and invested in mentoring others. And I've got to tell you, I just got chills. That brings me so much joy when I have the opportunity to mentor others. Those that want to be mentored, those who are responsible for their consequences, their actions, you know, those are the type of people that I've chosen to mentor. And that's probably been one of my most fulfilling joys that I've had in my life.
Jake?
I would have to say she's kindred spirits with you, G-Dad. I know he's about to say learn, do, and teach, and that's my boy down there.
Now, I was going to say that, but I've got four. I've got, Jake likes alliteration, so I got four P's. She's prepared, she's punctual, she's personable, and there's proximity. So proximity to her mentors, which is really, really cool. Those four, I think, you know, they really speak to Teresa's just ability to convey the message. It's a hard message that she's conveying through her whole life. And sometimes it's really difficult to get that thought across. We've been speaking about this for 30 minutes, and sometimes it's hard to get that across. People are like, I can't worry about 20 years from now. That's not for me. I'm here to tell you, I started a policy back in 2000. It is now cranking for me. And I'm so blessed and thankful that I listened to my accountant that got me into that policy 20 years ago. So it's never too late to do this. And I love the habits that she has. She's got great habits, and that whole mentorship, it cannot be downplayed. I mean, being surrounded by amazing people and listening to them and that proximity, it really, really helps people out a lot.
Growth mindset, baby.
Mm-hmm.
What project are you excited about right now?
With my partner, Rick Sapio, we have started this whole movement called the 100-year mindset. And it's really very, very exciting. Rick Sapio and I, met about 10 years ago. He became a client. We realized how aligned our values are, and because he's a long-term thinker. And so we have put on the ground the 100-year mindset, and we're calling this the 100-year savings solution, and could not be more excited. Because when you think about it, you know, do you want a 100-year business? Do you want 100-year relationships? Do you want a 100-year family? And you might go into real estate thinking, you know, I'm going to buy and flip, and I'm not really concerned about holding on to real estate for 100 years. But if you approach it with that mindset, aren't you going to make better decisions based on values and rules, or are you going to make decisions based on the moment that you're going to regret when you wake up the next day? So super excited about that project.
That's great. Give us again, you mentioned some books earlier, and I just want to reiterate those. To really shift folks' mindset, where should they start? What books do you recommend again, one more time?
Well, regarding this product, the saving strategy, it's The Infinite Banking Concept, or Becoming Your Own Banker by Nelson Nash, along with, and you've got to read it together.
Which was your mentor?
Which is Nelson Nash, my mentor, and beautiful. Pamela Yellen also has been a mentor of mine, and I've worked with her for a very long time. The Bank on Yourself Revolution. So awesome. Both those books you got to read.
And I just want to say one more time, like the beautiful thing, if you're getting a deal that's going to pay you 8 to 12%, and then you're able to pay off the loan that you pulled from your whole life policy at less than that, you're killing it on so many fronts. It's just, it's really hit me hard throughout this podcast. I mean, there's so many benefits if you're just leveraging the money correctly. And that's what you're doing. And to Teresa's point earlier, you're leveraging your money correctly the same way that the banks have done it for years. You're just taking control and you're in the driver's seat now. What is the best way to get started? If folks are, they're on the, you know, they're listening to the podcast and they're saying, I want to take the next step with this.
Just send a text to 214-949-8082 and type in the word leverage. It will take you to a link to schedule a call with myself or one of our professionals. And there's also a link to take you to a website with more information.
You know, Gino, when the light bulb goes off, I usually tend to go heavy. You know, when multifamily finally hit, I went from 0 to 1,500 units pretty quick. And I think I just went from 0 to 5 policies in about the last 30 minutes. So we'll be having the conversation after this. You want to wrap this up, G-Dad?
Well, you know, Teresa, I've been working on him for a while about getting a policy. And I know he's been on the fence.
You got to get the right messenger in there.
And I saw him on the podcast just shift. When I just saw, I see when the light bulb goes off on Jake, he gets that look in his face. He gets like a little childish little smile and he gets in the click. So it's awesome. Yeah, to recap Teresa's story, I love the story, right? She went to law school. She graduated in 2.5 years. She practiced for 2 years down there. And from an amazing experience, she said, there's got to be more. I don't like the financial services industry. I don't like where it's going. And, you know, fortunately for her, the proximity, she met Nelson Nash. She started reading all about the infinite banking concept and whole life policy. And for her, it was just a shift. And this is a policy that can really help people. I'm not just selling a product. I'm selling a lifestyle. I'm giving people a lot more options here, right? It's not just about buying a stock or something. It's about giving them the option to take control of their lives. And, you know, through the process over the next 15, 20 years, getting into it and learning it, become one of the top producers in this and being able to offer it to others. And then ultimately, us meeting her through Rick Sapio, I thought was like Teresa said, it's an amazing way when you start getting around people who are just amazing hard workers. You just start resonating with other people. I love the policy. I love the strategy myself. I think her strategy is even better than what I've been doing. So I'm fully on board, and I'm going to read that number back again, 214-949-8082. I want everyone to write that down and, you know, text the word leverage. Cause if you're on the fence right now, Jake is off that fence. So start following Jake off the fence and get into one of these policies. Because 10 years from now, you're going to call me up and say, Gino, thank you for giving me this opportunity and showing me that I can create two assets from one and continue to create generational wealth.
Control, baby. I love taking control and getting outside the institutions as much as possible. So, Teresa, thank you so much for your time today.
No, thank you both. This has been a lot of fun. You guys have great energy. I love how you two are so different in terms of personalities, but the alignment and values is really very apparent. And kudos to what you guys have accomplished in building a beautiful community.
Thanks, Teresa.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.